Dictation for Janet, Brett, B as in boy, R-E-C-H-T as in today, March 1951. Address as a letter to Dr. Bala Wender, B-A-L-A-W-U-E-N-D-E-R, 837-9307. Dear Dr. Bala Wender, a follow-up for Mrs. Brecht, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension. Last visit in March, comes in person, denies hospital admission. Her Meniere's disease appears to be stable. Weight appetite is stable. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. No diarrhea, bleeding. Minor incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Stable edema, no ulcers or claudications. Trauma to the right ankle, wears a brace. No anti-inflammatory agents or fracture. Denied chest pain palpitation or syncope. Denied dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No oxygen, review system negative. Blood pressure at home in the 120s over 50s. Medication list review. I will highlight the Norvas, Hydralazine, HCTC, Losartan, Metoprolol. She's insulin dependent diabetes already 60 years on insulin pump. On physical exam, blood pressure 116/48 on the left, 110/20 on the right. Alert oriented sign 3. No gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear without any valvulitis. She has an aortic systolic murmur radiated to carotid arteries. No gross neck masses or JVD. Overweight of the abdomen 216. No tenderness or ascites. Edema 2 plus without ulcers or discolor. Next paragraph, A1C 6.3. Other chemistries, creatinine 1.4, stable since December. Present GFR 37, which is a stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal albumin calcium liver function test. No blood protein in the urine, uric acid less than 6. There is an arterial Doppler, right and left kidney, without evidence of stenosis. There was, however, a high peak systolic velocity of the aorta, including celiac artery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Next number, diabetes, presently well controlled. Next number, hypertension requiring multiple medications, including full dose of ARB losartan, among others. Next number, no evidence of renal artery stenosis based on arterial Doppler of the kidneys. Next number, atherosclerosis, aorta, and branches. Clinically, at this moment, no abdominal angina or claudication symptoms. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. At this moment, no electrolyte acid-base abnormalities. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cell cell inflammation. There has been anemia without external bleeding to document over time. Blood pressure now in the low side, but not symptomatic. Notice the gap between the systolic diastolic, indicative or rigidity of the arteries, lack of elasticity, and that goes with the findings of the aorta. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.